How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome Veronique Dubrissy of the Mercatus Center, looking at the new year and three myths that are commonplace in reporting about the American economy, about the growth and the troubles of the American economy. Three myths. The first myth is the most difficult to explain, and I need Veronique's help. It's called income inequality, and it's based upon the work that looks to be challenging by a Frenchman, an economist named Thomas Piketty, and his colleagues. That work asserts that income inequality is growing and that the richest are getting richer and the poor, well, in any event, we know the proverb. Veronique, a very good evening to you. Income inequality. I've read about this, but I always forget what the answer is. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. By the way, the three economists that are the most well-known in making the case that income inequality in the U.S. has been exploding since the 1960s are three French people, Thomas Piketty, Emmanuel Saz, and Gabriel Zucman. Two of them, Zucman and Saz, live in the U.S., and they're really working super hard to turn America into France. And so their contention is like, really, it is just awful because of tax cuts, especially during the Reagan years. The income inequality has been exploding, and this is a saying that is being repeated constantly. No one is ever really telling us why we should care that much about it, why we shouldn't care, for instance, more about it. But what I'm asking is that people be more skeptical. Something that is so widespread a belief, maybe people should be more skeptical about it. And especially in light of the fact that in the last 10 years, there's been actually a lot of great work that's been done to show that the work of those three French economists has just is full of holes, unfortunately. In part, it's because they originally failed to, they measured inequality between the top and the lowest income workers, Americans, without taking under consideration benefits or tax paid. So when you don't look at the impact of redistribution, you get an enormous number. And then there's been a lot of very technical but important correction that have been made. And the most recent study actually from two very respected economists, like completely apolitical economists, find that actually income inequality hasn't increased at all since the 60s. And, you know, you may think that it's still a problem that there is income inequality. I don't. As long as it's not acquired by privilege by government and it's the product of hard work. I think we should all be skeptical, or actually kind of ask more questions when we hear people making that claim.
The second myth, manufacturing base of the United States, the basis of the arsenal of democracy, the great machine, it's eroded, it's gone. It's a myth. What's happened?
Well, this is another thing where we should be more skeptical. And this is something we hear all the time. But the reality, when you look at the numbers, And I'm not the first one to say this, and many have made the case. It's like we actually still produce an enormous amount of output in the U.S., and we continue to be a dominant force in manufacturing. American manufacturing, it surpasses the output of Japan, Germany, South Korea combined. Now, we are a big country, but when you also look at critical sectors like automotive and aerospace, we're literally the global front runners. So to everyone who has anxieties about this claim that we hear all the time that we don't produce anything in the U.S. and that, you know, we just like it's terrible. It's terrible. And we need to subsidize manufacturing a lot. And we need to be super protectionist to avoid further deterioration of our of that industry. I mean, there's good news, actually. These claims, you know, are just not correct. You need to be skeptical when you hear this.
The third myth, government is the solution to our problems. Is this government of the 1960s or government of the year 2023? Which government?
Well, all governments. I mean, government, the reason why I thought about, like, I wish people were more skeptical about when they reach to the government to be the answer to absolutely everything, is that we just crossed $34 trillion debt level recently, and we run enormous deficit. Our spending, we spend way over $6 trillion every year. There's just a lot of government spending going around, precisely because people, when there's a problem, tend to think that we need to, the government certainly could fix whatever problem it is. And if these numbers tell you anything, while, you know, correlation is not causation, is that maybe we should be more skeptical in thinking that the government is a solution to everything. In fact, when you look at people's satisfaction with government intervention, it's actually really low. When you look at the number of government failures, it's very low. When you even think about the government fighting different things, usually it doesn't work that well. And so, yes, we need the government for some things. And even if government intervention creates a lot of distortions, there are things that are absolutely the role of government. But for a lot of other things, actually, the market would be much better. And by the way, the big difference, in my opinion, the one that we should mostly care about when it comes to the market versus government, though the private sector versus government, is like, it's not that the market is perfect. In fact, the market or, you know, the private sector make a whole, there are a lot of mistakes. I mean, it produces outcome that we don't like. The difference is usually when the market produces outcome we don't like, eventually these mistakes are fixed to actually meet and match what people actually want. When it's the government, you stay stuck. Even when a program is not delivering what it claims it was going to achieve, we're still stuck with these programs. I guess the size of our debt is a good sign. Look, we have an enormous amount of debt. A company that can be solvent would go out of business. Government apparently doesn't seem to have that problem.
Income inequality
is
inequality is surging. It's a myth. Manufacturing base is eroded. It's a myth. Government is the solution. You know the answer. Veronique de Rigy of the Mercatus Center at the beginning of 2024. I'm John Beck.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.